Thank you. That's who the Lord is to me. He is holy, holy, holy. He is the Lord Almighty that came and saved a rebel such as me. Thank you, Lord. It says he even has gifts for the rebellious in one of the Psalms. So I know I fit in there. The Lord has given us gifts even to the rebellious. This morning I just want to speak from Psalm 68:1. Says, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let also them that hate him flee before him. As the smoke is driven away, so drive them all away. As the wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of our God. But let the righteous be glad, and let them rejoice before the God, and let them be exceedingly glad. So sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him in all the earth. He rides upon the heavens by his name, Yah, and rejoice there evermore. This morning, I just want to lift up the name, lift up the name of Jesus this morning. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to you. It's almost similar to say, let God arise this morning. Let God arise in us. Let God arise in this place. Let God arise in the Northwest. Let it arise here. Let God arise by the power of his Holy Spirit in us, through us, and with us this morning. A prophetic word that has gone out from the psalmist. It said that, you know, to let God arise, let every enemy be scattered, to pull down every stronghold, to pull down every principality, to pull down all the enemies of God. And we are part of that army. You and I, we're part of that army when Jesus called us into his kingdom. When we repented and gave our hearts to the Lord, we became part of that army, whether we knew it at the time or not. But we became part of the Lord's army. I'm from a country where the Salvation Army was first birthed by a man who thought that the poor and needy needed to be fed, needed to hear the word of God. And it was called the Salvation Army. And I know that the Lord has called us into his army at the time we were birthed into his kingdom, whether we like it or not, or whether we knew it or not. He's made some of us sergeants, some of us privates, some of us majors, and he's got all kinds of description of those in the army of God. So put yourself in one of those categories this morning. If you want to be a general, then stand up and be a general. If you want to be a captain on your horse, riding with the sword of God and the fire of the Holy Ghost in your belly. Just let the Lord come this morning. In it says that we are part of his watchmen upon the wall. We wear the full armor of God. As it says in Ephesians, that our loins or our midriff are girt with the truth of God. We have a breastplate of righteousness. We have feet that are shed with the preparation of the gospel. We have the shield of faith, which quenches the fiery darts of the wicked. We have a helmet of a salvation. We have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's quite a bit of armor to carry about, isn't it? It's quite a bit, you know, but everything is either for defense or for attacking. So, you know, we know that the word of God is not to cut people down, but it is to bring people up. Because the Lord would not have hung upon a cross if he had wanted to defeat mankind. He came to save the whole world, it says. The whole world. Those who would believe, he said, and would believe on him and his message, the message of the cross of Christ Jesus, would be saved and would live with him throughout eternity. We don't want to live eternity in the darkness and the fires of hell, but we want to live in the presence and the power and the love of Almighty God, singing his praises and hallelujahs forever and forever. We're just practicing right now, so we need to get good practicing, praising and worshiping and twirling and dancing. Like Deborah said this morning, we need to sing the praises of God because he has put a song in our hearts. He said, above all, praying always in the Spirit. I hope you are all baptized in the Holy Ghost. I love the Holy Ghost. The day I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, I know that they laid hands on me. I immediately started speaking what I thought was Chinese. And I said, oh, I've lost my mind. Actually, I had lost my mind because I was filled with the Holy Ghost. Started praying and just couldn't stop for 2 hours. We sang and praised God for a couple of hours. Laid on the floor. I was laid out for a while. Just the Holy Ghost. I tell you what. There's a baptism in water. We have the baptism of water. Confessing Jesus, that our sins go down to the bottom and that the new man stand up and confess that Jesus is Lord. And then we're baptized in the Holy Spirit, which I mean, it was like fire came upon me and I just started speaking in other tongues. A Baptist minister had told me 1 week before that it was not for today. I had to go back to that man a few days later and say, I'm sorry to break your beliefs or whatever you've been learned or taught, but I speak in tongues now. I've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. And I didn't do it to deride him, but he told me that I was no longer welcome in his church. So, and I was a new Christian. So, I mean, I forgave him. Lord, I said, Lord, save him and fill him with the Holy Ghost. So he knows. So he knows it's real. The Holy Spirit is real in us, right? We are filled, it says, with him, the Holy Spirit. He comes to dwell and abide in us, through us, with us. He is wherever we go. So we need to keep going in clean places, I guess. Right? Right. The Lord is in other words, the commandments of God are in us. You know, we cannot deny the commandments of God. They're in us. Ezekiel said it. Jeremiah said it. I will give you a new heart, and my spirit shall be, whereabouts? In you. Shall be in you and with you. So we carry the word of God. We carry the commandments of God in our body. We know when we've done something that we should not have done or said. This is our biggest enemy. Our own mouth often condemns us. But the Lord always is there to forgive us. That we must remember. Christians are forgiven. I used to have a sticker on the back of my car earlier, on my old car. It said, Christians are forgiven. It said something else at the beginning, but it's Not perfect. That's right, John. I'm glad your mind is younger than mine and can remember these things. So we just want to bless the Lord this morning. You are holy, Lord. You are holy. You are holy, Lord, and all the angels praise your name. Lord, at the presence, at your presence, Lord, all the angels sing. They bow down. They throw their crowns before you. All the elders throw their crowns before you. Lord, that day, Lord, we look for that day that we'll be throwing our crowns before your feet, shouting the hallelujahs of the Lord and shouting, holy, 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 with the multitude that no man can number and that no man can name. But Lord, you, Lord, through your power, Lord, shall raise us up, Lord, the resurrection of life. You are the resurrection of life. I know, you know, I'm reaching into the middle of my 70s now, and, you know, your body just don't want to get out of bed in the morning. It's just, I slept so good last night. My wife was watching the grandchildren at Sam and Drew's house. So I went to my house. Hon, I got a good night's sleep. I'm sorry to hear that you didn't. But it's good that the Lord, you know, I got up this morning. I was just needed a cup of coffee and bit of breakfast, an egg, and just, I'm going, Lord. And then I remembered, it says, in my weakness, the Lord is made strong. I just believe in my heart that, you know, in these days, that the Lord, in the older generation, he has not forgotten them. And that, you know, now I'm reaching that age, but I just know that the Lord just comes to them in a way that I've never known before. He comes in comfort and peace, strength for the body and the back and the hips and everything else. The Lord has come to help us, you know, in these days. And I believe, you know, every time somebody goes, oh, you know, I think the Lord's days went, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I know we went to the men's meeting a few weeks ago, and Steve Sanson had that word, and we were standing there, and he said, there's four men who have had bad backs for a long time. So I thought, I'm one of them. I thought, you know, through working in the mines and driving truck and all that and lifting and backbending stuff all my life, and, you know, so I always had the lower lumbar, always ached and pained. But you know what? The Lord just touched it, touched my back, and I didn't realize he had healed me. And then when we were walking back to the cabins that evening, I'm walking up the hill, and it's about 200 yards or so back up to the cabins. And I'm walking, I'm going, you know what? My back doesn't ache. I can bend backwards. I'm not stooped like an old man. I feel vigorous. Thank you, Lord, for the touch of your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the touch, you know, without me realizing that I'd been touched, you know, by the Lord. I mean, it was beautiful. And I believe the Lord's here this morning in a special way to touch us, not just the old. I know the youth have gone, so there's no youth here, right? There's a few younger ones here. But I believe the Lord's here to touch us in a special way, in a way that goes way down deep in our being. You know, there's no one can touch that but the Lord. I know there's a word in Hebrews where it says that the Lord has, that only the Lord is allowed to touch certain places in our life. the deep wounds of God, you know, that we have received through people, either people. I know there's a lot of people that's been hurt in the church with words that they should never have heard. But the Lord discounts them. And he has come to heal the brokenhearted, it says. He has come to touch them that are wounded and the bruises that they have received, whether in the church or out of it, or outside, by your husbands, by your relatives, by a word at work where somebody said something and it pierced into the depth of your being. I know I've been wounded, my own self, by words that come to wound us and to stop us in our tracks so that we would not rise up again. But the Lord is here today, I believe, to touch us this morning, to touch our wounds, to touch our bones, to touch us, Lord Jesus, in your special way this morning. Lord, by your anointing, Lord, touch those that are bruised in heart. Lord, those that are hurting. Lord, everyone that has been wounded. Lord, everyone that has been wounded, I pray, Jesus, Lord, heal those wounds. We were praying earlier this morning in the little room, and at the end of the prayer, I felt the Lord is doing surgery this morning. Isn't that lovely? The Lord said he was the great physician, so he's doing surgery this morning. I just love that. Thank you, Lord, for healing every one of us. Lord, thank you, Lord, for healing. Lord Barron, thank you, Lord, for the anointing that is upon his life. Thank you, Lord, for all the healings, Lord, and the testimonies that you have given him. Thank you, Lord, for the gentleness, Lord, that you have put in his spirit. Lord, thank you for the sweetness, Lord, not the bitterness. Lord, you have put the sweetness in there, Lord, to take away every pain, Lord, and every hurt wherewith we've been harmed in life. In Jesus' mighty name, that oil of the Holy Spirit is here this morning. Lord, you are here this morning, Lord, to heal the brokenhearted, Lord, to heal and all those wounds, Lord, to heal the bones, Lord, to heal the blood, Lord, to give us a new vigor in life, Lord, where we have not been touched before. Lord, let your anointing touch everyone this morning. Jesus, I just walked through the aisles, Lord, and I trust Holy Spirit, Lord, to touch everyone. Lord, to heal the sick. Lord, to heal the sick from their diseases. You said in Psalms that you would heal us of all our diseases. And Lord, forgive us every iniquity. Thank you, Lord, for healing the wounded hearts. Thank you, Lord, that you are touching us this morning. Lord, you're calling even the young. Darren, give me a hand. Lord, you are calling even out to the young this morning. Lord, and you never let them go. You never forsake us. You never let us go. So, Lord, continue, Lord, to put that fire, Lord, that you put in his belly, Lord, when he was young. Lord, let it be rekindled, Lord, here today. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, let your prophecies come forth, Lord, in his life, Lord, and you have given him, Lord, a brand new day in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you, Lord, for healing us, Jesus. Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Lord, your anointing heals our every pain. Lord, every hurt. Lord, and every word that has gone before us. Lord, we pour in the oil and the wine this morning, Lord. We pour it in, Lord, to heal that which was broken. Ooh. Just receive that, Cheryl. Receive that in Jesus' name. The oil and the wine, oh, the sweet oil. Lord, upon Mike, Lord, let the sweet oil of your anointing, Lord, be upon Mike. Thank you, Lord, for his precious heart. Lord, thank you for him, his servanthood. Lord, thank you, Lord, for that servanthood. Lord, that gift of servanthood, of wanting to serve. Lord, not everyone has that gift. Thank you, Lord, for filling his hands. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, continue, Lord, to prosper him in all of his ways. Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, let the prosperity of your house, Lord, be upon these, Lord. And thank you, Jesus, for this service. Thank you for the servants of the house of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the servants of the house of the Lord, Lord, which daily fight the battle, which daily fight the battle. Lord, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of righteousness. Lord, the loins girt with truth. Lord, his legs on fire. Lord, his feet prepared with the ship, with the preparation of the gospel, and the sword of the Spirit, and the shield of faith. Lord, to guard against every fiery dart that would come against us in these days. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, equip all the saints this morning. Equip, Lord, all the saints this morning. Lord, equip us with the word of God, Lord, and with fire of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for Mike this morning. Lord, the fire of your Holy Spirit, Lord, and the words that you have given him, Lord, the depth, Lord, that you have given him, Lord, into the very depth of his being, Lord, that word, Lord, let it come out sweetly. Lord, let the sweetness of the Lord come out, Lord, as he ministers, Lord, with fire, Lord, and with the precious word of your anointing. Thank you for Carol, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are healing her eyes. Thank you, Lord, that you are healing her eyes. Thank you, Lord, that you are the healer of all our diseases, Lord, and of all of our sicknesses. Lord, put strength in her bones this morning. Put strength in her bones this morning. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, strength in her bones. Lord, in her back, in her knees. Lord, in her pelvis. Lord, just strengthen and heal. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my good man. I just forget your name. Gaita. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for him this morning. Jesus, you have brought us into your house, Lord, that we might be filled. Lord, and in your name, Lord, we put our hands upon him this morning. Lord, the anointing of God, Lord, to heal, Lord, his body, and Lord, we just speak forth, Lord, your heavenly calling upon him. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation that you have given him. Thank you, Lord, for the sweetness of his spirit, Lord, that you have put in his heart. Thank you, Lord, that he takes care of his family. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Kiaramoshu. Sharamoshomo sumbarisi kuturisei. Seremarabarebareki. Iaremesurabasi. You know, Paul prayed that, he said, pray for me. He said that I might be able to speak the word of God boldly. And without any fear of man. I pray that for myself, but for every minister that ministers the Word of God. For they need the boldness of God to be able to proclaim His Word without the fear of man on his side or on his back. Without the fear of man. But we need to proclaim the Word of God in these days more now than ever. In this darkened country, in this darkened nation, and in this darkened world where every nation and tribe is rising up. Every government, there's not a government that is stable right now. In the whole earth, everything is being shook. And the Lord is shaking every nation. He is shaking our nation. He's shaking my old nation in England. He is shaking every nation throughout all the earth. But the Lord is still reigning and ruling in all the heavens and in all the earth. He is still the King of Kings. He is still the Lord of Lords. The last time I looked at the end of the book, He is still on the throne. With the rainbow and the colors all around the rainbow, all around the throne of God, as Ezekiel described it, like the rainbow. That was the best way that he could describe the glory that he saw when the Lord took him to heaven and shown him the revelation of God. I just love it this morning that the Lord is on the throne. He shall reign forever and ever and ever. The Lord is the King of the whole earth. So then, we're doing okay for time. Everybody doing okay? Yeah. Okay. I know Pastor Patricia used to say that the behind cannot last as long as the rest of the body. That it got tired. So I hope I don't preach beyond your behinds this morning. And the Lord has come this morning to lift us up and strengthen us and heal us. I felt the Lord after we'd done praying there. Surgery. The Lord is doing surgery, and we might not see it. He's not coming with an open knife to cut us or to hurt us, but the Lord has always come that we might be healed, that we might be strengthened, that we might be made whole. Has He not? I mean, why would you suffer on a cross if then you was going to do away with all mankind? He says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whosoever would believe on Him would not perish but have everlasting life. I want us all to be aware of that this morning. There is everlasting life to those who believe, and there's everlasting death to those who don't. So I would that all mankind would repent and come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. But we see the country in such a debacle this morning that they're arguing one way, the other world. Oh boy, switch it off. It drives me nuts. But then you go and read a psalm and you go, thank you, Lord. You're still there. You're still there, Lord. You're still there, no matter what is happening to our country. How shall God arise then? You ask me. I thought I heard somebody saying that. Not everybody got that. I was just wondering how many was paying attention, but how shall God arise in this day and age? Through the power of the Holy Spirit, whom He left in His place. He said, I will send Him unto you, and you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. I want to tell you, I was the most cowardice man on the face of the earth. I used to run from fights, even when I was drunk. And, you know, I was just cowardly and fearful in my heart. But you know what? When Jesus comes into your heart, when the Lord really comes into your heart, He gives you strength that you never knew you had. I mean, I never, in my wildest day, I've got my handkerchief here from the city of Nottingham. I mean, it's a city many of you don't know, a little city in England where I grew up. And I never, you know, as a little lad and growing up, and then got to be an alcoholic and just went my own way, destroying myself, you know, and didn't know it. But the Lord has always has mercy. I love the Lord's mercy, you know, even and His favor, even when we think we don't deserve it, the Lord always comes with His mercy and reaches out. Like He reached out to a couple of the youth. They, you know, I'm sure that in their own minds they thought, I'm not worthy to go to camp. I'm not worthy to go there. But the Lord always has mercy, even on the young and on the old. I'm glad that He has mercy on the old, right? Mike, sorry, Mike, I didn't mean that you was old, you know, just... But the Lord always has mercy on us. I am glad for the mercy of God, and I have forgot where I was. Oh, yes. How shall God arise in us? Yes. That's right. Thank you, Pastor John. The Word of God is like a fire. We used to sing a song. Word of God is like a fire shut up in my bones, always trying to get out, always trying to bring a message, always trying to show the love of God which we have received. He said, freely you have received, so freely give it out. You know, the gifts are not for me, but the gifts are for the body, the gifts that the Lord has given each individual one. They're not for yourself, they're for the body, that the body might be healed. In Paul's writings, he said that the body of Christ would be healed. He said, when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, who are you praying for? He said, you know not what you pray for often it's with groanings and utterings that you cannot describe, but you're praying the perfect prayer. And you're praying for the saints of God. He said you're praying for each other. You're praying. I told Pastor John that in the last 6 months or so, my prayer language, some of it I've been praying, it sounds like French. I'll put it that way. It sounded like French. And I thought, that's funny. I don't know any French. Anyway, we do need more of the Holy Spirit. I know I do. You know, I thought, how much can this vessel contain of the Holy Spirit? He said that we couldn't build a temple that would contain the Lord. But He said, you now are the temple of God. And He has filled each one of us with His power, with His authority, with His words, with His healing, with His prayers, by the power of the Holy Ghost who lives and dwells in you. He abides with us. I love it that God abides with us. He is like I told that young man this morning. I think he's gone now, but we were singing and the thought that Peter was not cast off, even when he denied the Lord with swearing. It said he denied the Lord even swearing. Well, I don't know him. I don't know the man. Don't put me with him. But the Lord, it said, when he went out and wept after he heard the cock crow, it said, later on, he said, Peter, when you are converted, you will be able to teach your brothers. And I believe in those times in our lives where the Lord deals with the depth of our being, that we receive the unction of the Lord so that we can proclaim it to others, because we have received into our own lives. We have received healing. We have received salvation. We have received mercy. We have received grace. We have received love. And then we've received the armor of God to go out and take the fight to the enemy. The love of God is so powerful. It's so tremendous. There's no stopping it. It drives out every fear. It drives out every fear that would come against us. Every fear is driven out by the love of God. I remember I was still living in Wyoming, and I don't know, I'd been saved maybe a year, and I was still, I told you I was a coward, and I still slept with a little bed light on. And here I am, you know, a 30-year-old, nearly 40-year-old man, and afraid of the dark. And I was going to sleep, and I just was reading, and I read in the book of John, one of the letters of John, where perfect love casts out all fear. And it just, you know what? The Word of God is so real. When you read it and take it personally, and sometimes it just jumps in, right into your heart. You know, it just jumps. This is for you, John, you know. And I just took that and I said, okay, Lord, your perfect love casts out all fear. Click. And I turned the light off and I said, and I had the best night's sleep. I had, but for the Lord, you know, I would have lived in fear. You know, for the rest of my days, I would have lived in fear, but the Lord delivers us from all of our fears. And I know I'm speaking to everybody this morning because everybody has fears. We were born into a sinful world, so I know that everybody has fears. But the love of God is stronger than all of our fears. And it will drive away any darkness, any sickness. I just love the Lord this morning. I just love the Lord this morning. I just love the Lord this morning. You know what? I've got a lot of notes left, but I know the Lord is just here this morning. He's here to touch us and to minister to... I nearly said to the ungodly. No, I was thinking of me. But the Lord is here to minister to his saints this morning. He's just here to love us. Deborah, I'm going to ask you to come and play that if you would. And as she's coming, I just want you to prepare your hearts. And if there's any here today, I want to give the call. If anyone has never given your heart to Jesus Christ, and I know that's a real commitment that we have to make. I know the day that I gave that commitment, a man was preaching on the TV. Nobody else in the room. But I just was stood there spellbound. As the man was preaching, and it was right at the end of his message. And he said, you out there, if there's anyone out there would like to give his heart to Jesus Christ, if you would repent of your sins, the Lord would come and forgive you every penalty that you have ever done, either to men or against God. You shall be forgiven. And I bowed my head. I said, I'm that man. I want to be forgiven. I want the Lord in my heart. I want to walk in that newness of life. I want to walk in that cleanness of the Holy Spirit. I want to walk in the ways of the Lord. So I want to ask it once again, if there's anyone out there that has never given your heart to Jesus Christ, that you can stand here right now and confess Him before men. I'll give you a minute to think about that. Go ahead and...
Found in your hands fullness of joy, every fear suddenly wiped away. Fade away, every crown no longer on display. Here in your presence, and heaven is trembling in awe of your wonder.
Lord, we are amazed. Lord, we are amazed at your presence when you come to visit man upon the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, this morning, for the presence of your power and the power of your presence amongst us. Lord, we are your vessels. But you said, go out and preach the gospel to anyone that would hear. Go out and heal the sick, cleanse the leper, open the blinded eyes and the ears of them that are stopped up. Heal the lame, heal the lepers, heal every disease, you said, Lord. So we call for the sick this morning. If any sick amongst you, that the Lord is here to heal this morning. If you have a broken heart this morning, if you have been wounded by somebody's hateful words, I want you to come this morning. The Lord is here. The Lord is here this morning. So I call for the sick amongst you, whether it be your heart or your body, to be healed. So sing that once more, Deborah, as they come.
Found in your hands, fullness of joy.